Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says,
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. Both sides make their arguments to the news media as closing arguments wrap up in the Trump New York civil fraud trial. The former president, his two adult sons, and other business associates are accused of inflating the value of property in order to get better real estate loans. Trump with reporters after Thursday's proceeding.
We've proven this case so conclusively. We've asked for a directed verdict many times. They don't have any facts. They don't have any evidence against us.
New York Attorney General Letitia James says no one is above the law.
The point is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how rich you are, that no one is above the law, and that the law applies to all of us equally and fairly.
Reversing course from an earlier decision, the judge in the case allowed Trump 5 minutes to offer closing statements of his own. Trump used the time to make accusations against the judge. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. However, many conservative GOP lawmakers have balked at the proposal, saying it does not go far enough to cut spending. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's now a lawsuit filed against Boeing in the wake of that Alaska Airlines door plug near disaster 1 week ago. Also, the FAA is launching a new investigation into the matter. On Friday last week, a door plug on the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft went flying off, causing the Alaska Airlines flight cabin to depressurize and forcing an emergency landing. The lawsuit claims the ordeal caused physical, emotional, and economic pain for the passengers on board. Meanwhile, the FAA suspects Boeing may have neglected to ensure its plane was entirely buttoned up. Former President Trump is not ready to speak about a potential choice for vice president.
Well, I can't tell you that, really. I mean, I know who it's going to be.
Give us a hint.
We'll do another show sometime.
At a Fox News town hall event Wednesday, Trump still leading GOP polls by a wide margin. But the field is beginning to shrink even more. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropped out of the race Wednesday, leaving just Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and entrepreneur entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy as the remaining Republican candidates. The next winter storm marching across the U.S. is bringing significant new snowfall to Midwest states already hit hard this week. Nearly a dozen Midwest states are facing heavy snow and ice from the storm through the next 24 hours. Much of Iowa under a blizzard warning. Heaviest snowfall is expected through the day today, but it will be followed by several days of frigid sub-zero temps. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Friday morning to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, the world economic geniuses are saying that 2024 is going to be still a little tough, but things should be get brighter in 2025 as we go through a transition. We see all these layoffs that's happening, AI coming in, and thousands of jobs are going by the wayside, and particularly from the tech industry. And yet, you know, Joe Biden wants to tout all this job creation that's been taking place. But like, you know, what happened during the Obama years, right? People had to live and had to survive. I mean, inflation is killing us. So what do? You know, so they're taking on part-time jobs, working under the table. You know, we've got a growing market, a black market of non-taxable income. Because people need to survive, thank you very much, because the policies of Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. I mean, this is the reality of what we're dealing with. And so, and meanwhile, we're $34 trillion in debt. We're still fighting over the budget. We've got a top-line agreement between the House and Senate, but now we've got to work on the particulars. And, of course, there's going to be some infighting and all that taking place because that's the way things go. And I think that's a positive thing that we'd be able to go through that exercise. Our government should be deliberate. It should move in a slow type of manner. And this one-size-fits-all omnibus kind of mentality, it seems that, and I hand this to the conservatives in the House side that are holding to this, you know, just saying no to omnibus type of approval of the budget, because this is what's contributed to the $34 trillion of indebtedness that we've run into. But meanwhile, as I say, you know, on a world level, these economic geniuses are saying, you know, 2024 is going to be tough, but it should get brighter in 2025. And I would dare say that if whatever happens, I mean, if something just really goes screwball-y worse than it did in 2020, and Joe Biden should get reelected, then I think then you can turn out the lights, sweetheart. The lights are out when it comes to the economy. Janice Daniels joins us now. She is the former mayor of Troy, Michigan. Janice, always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm very well, Bill. Thank you so much for inviting me back.
Well, always good to have you here. I want to talk about what you wrote about in terms of Hacker's Dream, the push to implement global digital IDs. But we need to kind of step up and take a 30,000-foot view. And this is something that you've been reporting on, you know, whether we're talking about, what's going on with digital currency, all things digital. I mean, we are in the digital era where digital is king. That is the coin of the realm. And more and more, you know, people are realizing that data is king, and we need to protect this data. And meanwhile, you know, hackers are already, you know, they're five steps ahead of us all. They're already setting up traps to where, you know, they can capture our data and steal from us as they've been getting away. I know that there wasn't any letdown whatsoever, you know, getting through the holiday season. The hackers were going crazy, and they made a lot of money during the holidays, didn't they?
Well, that's true, and yet we live in this media manufactured world, and we have a global Goliath that is pummeling us with fear. We have to be afraid of the flu, the famine, the invasion, the climate, the economy, the tsunamis, anarchy, and of course the biggest thing that we have to be afraid of is the mega Republican.
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah, they're just barely ahead of the Houthis, you know.
Exactly. I mean, think of it. Who would ever want to make America great again? You know, it's the phenomenon of how the people who are controlling the levers of power are manipulating people. I have a couple of articles that I've been reading about. One is called "Will Deaths by Despair Surpass the Deaths by COVID?" There's another abstract that's done that's called COVID-19 and the Political Economy of Mass Hysteria. Now, this particular article talks about the fact that their goal is to create a political economy of mass hysteria because they know that if you don't want people afraid, you can create all kinds of negative psyches around the world. And that, unfortunately, is what I believe we're confronted with. This article that we mentioned, first of all, or that I talked about, first of all, the digital ID world is becoming a hacker's dream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, except the digital ID rollout didn't happen in 2024. I became a part of the internet. I obtained a digital ID 3 years ago when I bought my first computer and signed out to my internet IP address.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what is that? And that's the name of the website that is posting this article, one of the places where it's posted. Reclaim the net. Okay, so we're supposed to reclaim the net. Exactly from who? I would suggest that rather than focusing on a lot of these issues that are generating manufactured fear to the nth degree, I would suggest that we take a look back on the contract that the FCC handed over to a foreign company, Ericsson, during the regime. Whereby all of our internet capability and infrastructure was transferred from an American company, Neustar, to an international company, Ericsson, that has no ties to ISIS.
Exactly. Yeah, and as you recall, Janice, we got nothing for it, right? This was just turning it over. Unbelievable that we would turn over that asset.
I know, and there were articles that were posted, but again, the media drives the people into these issues. Every time I see an article like this one, the digital ID rollout is becoming a hacker's dream, I'm wondering what it is that they want to divert our attention from.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, it is all, it's all kabuki, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, for example, this website, Reclaim the Net. It's called Reclaim the Net, and it has a couple of authors that they say contribute to Reclaim the Net. The it looks like the biggest author is a person called Dee Dee Rankovic.
And all it talks about is the fact that they're an online experienced journalist, rather than like the John Birch Society website that goes through reams of information about the people who support the mission of limited government and less regulation and a focus on a better world using God's word. And that's a profoundly important mission statement, as opposed to Reclaim the Net that just says, we've got to watch out for cybersecurity threats. By whom?
For yes, what? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it could be bot-driven for all we know. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Janice Daniels. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite hosting 17 million Christians nationwide, some regions of Cameroon remain steeped in traditional superstitions and false beliefs. Security injunctions have set heavy restrictions on church activities, and converts can be at great risk if they tell anyone about their new faith. To provide hope in the midst of persecution, the Tide Ministry recently launched powerful gospel radio broadcasts in Cameroon. The story of a local witch doctor who found Christ, burned his personal idols, and is now sharing the gospel in his community showcases the power of Christ in places desperate for his love. Hearing the good news in your own language can ignite the fire of Christ in a powerful way. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey, welcome welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And, you know, we've got to maintain our guard because the World Economic Forum, the globalists of the world are pushing for control. And it's not just control of a particular zip code. They want the entire world. And they see the world as being vulnerable and ripe for the picking. And this is why Janice Daniels has written The Hacker's Dream to push to implement global digital IDs. Because you see, Janice, as you observed, we're being set up here. I mean, the things are coming into alignment, and where the digital IDs, though at one time maybe started out as, you know, some imaginary comic book concept, is now real and close and an imminent danger, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. We are in really grave danger because the men, quite frankly, and I love men, I really do, but I believe that the men are the warriors and the women are the nurturers. So if we ever have to go to any kind of a higher level of activity, I'll make the soup. Okay. You guys, you know, you guys have to fight the war. I'll make sure you're fed. But
Thank you. And again,
there I go joking. I'm always joking, you know. But
yes.
The joke, it's not a joke that the people, men and women of this country, spend more time focusing on the sports team. If I could see the level of fervor and support that I see in a football audience, to reclaim or maintain and protect our American Republic, I would be so joyous. Now, I say that coming from Detroit and Michigan. I am happier than I can ever be. I can remember in sports wise, the Detroit Lions just won the National Football Conference for the Northern Division. The Michigan Wolverines just won the College Football National Championship. Detroit is known as Hockey Town. I love my sports team, but I put it in the proper contextual place where it belongs. Some entertainment after you've worked hard to save the Republic.
Right. Well, when you think back, go back to into the Roman era. I mean, the reason we had gladiators and you had all those things that happened in the Colosseum, it was all for diversion, right? You know,
and
this is what it is. I mean, you know, it's like the definition of amusement. You know, it's without your mind. You know, that's the muse of it all. And you know, the globalists want us, you know, incapacitated, mediocritized, and reduced to non-thinking agents, non-critical agents, so that we'll just be, you know, compliant.
That's right. That's right. And like I say, every time I see an article like this, the digital ID rollout is becoming a hacker's dream. My first question that I ask is, what are they trying to keep us from focusing on?
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I think the biggest issue of our time is the fact that in January of 2017, Obama and his FCC turned over our internet to a foreign company named Ericsson. Now, the first thing, the first time I was made aware of this was I was watching an interview on the Pete Santilli show. He was interviewing Patrick Byrne, who, quite frankly, I don't know if Patrick Byrne is just a putz or a patriot or a deep state player, quite frankly. I tend to lean toward the deep state player, quite frankly. But Pete Santilli in this interview said, and I quote, "In this last election, they have the ability to take all the voter data. It's all commingled on an aggregation basis. They know everybody's movement with geolocation data through the 9/11 emergency management system. Ericsson controls it. It goes through Neustar's server. And guess what? They don't even have to touch a machine or manipulate a machine, but they can tell a printing company how many ballots need to be printed up to win an election because of the same-day voter registration, unconstitutional laws that were put into effect prior to the 2020 election. In fact, probably prior to the 2018 election. It was right around the time, 2020, excuse me.
Right.
But this is critical information that we need to focus on. And the gentleman that I would like people to take a deeper look at are Michael Khoury, and that's K-H-O-U-R-Y.
Joel Altman, who was big with Mike Lindell and the election crime bureau information mm-hmm. that he's been pushing for a long time now, this guy that calls himself Apollo, I don't know. Those three men have been focusing on this report called the Erickson Report, Erickson. And it's kind of interesting that the Erickson company, which is a foreign company tied to ISIS, we also have the ERIC, which is the Electronic Registration Information Center system that was implemented in 2018 that distorts all of our state-level voter ID. And Joel Altman explained, or Michael Curry explained, how that happens. Basically, because they have access to our IP addresses, they can recreate versions of us. With our name, with the middle initial, with the middle full name, without the middle initial, and there's no way to check it because the portability has been given over to the foreign entity, and we don't have the ability to FOIA this information. This is a real critical situation that we need to really, I think, focus on a great deal. It deserves much more time than the 10 or 15, 20 minutes we're talking about it right now, Bill. And I keep bringing myself back to it because I get interrupted by looking at these articles and following the rabbit holes and the information and the glitz and the glamour of the world that we live in. So I have to keep pulling myself back to square one and saying, this is the most important thing that we need to focus on.
Well, especially when you think that what they've done, Janice, we've all been reduced to code. We've all been digitized, yeah. Right? And once, and the experts have said, they warned us. They said, as soon as everything gets digitized, you're done. You're going to be totally controlled. And this is what's happening. And we see it happening, or certainly we saw it happen in 2020. And they're doing everything they can, you know, to block the efforts of Joel and what Michael have been doing, you know, for obvious reasons, because they've got away with it. And
that's right.
Yeah, you know, and so they get the results that they want to get, because it's not about, you know, who votes, it's who counts the votes. And so now they've taken that idea up to a more sophisticated level. And, but it's still kind of the old process. I mean, they're stuffing the ballot box is what they're doing. And they've just found a way to do it. They found a way to do it electronically because we've given them the power. And then on top of that, they're protected because, somehow the powers to be in this country have released authority. Whether we're talking about, you know, controlling our election process or controlling our health care. It's no longer sovereign. It's outside of the purview and the control of our government and the responsibility of our government. I mean, this is absurd, well, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And I have been talking about the fact that the communists have infiltrated every institution of importance in this country. Why did we allow this to happen? America's greatness, I think, is going to be destroyed by her goodness.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Easy on people.
Well, I'd be curious. I don't want to find out where the money went to with Erickson. You know, how much money got kicked back to Obama, maybe Biden's, I don't know. I mean, why would you yield such an asset to a non-American company? I mean, there's more to this story.
Player.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because these men and women are non-American players. We need to root out the treasonous people in our government, in our media. We need to take back the control of the levers of power. And we can do it because we have God on our side, and God wins in the end. We should fear nothing but the Lord.
Amen. Former ninth mayor of Troy, Michigan, Janice Daniels. Thank you, Janice. Take care. Happy New Year.
Money on nearly all your prescription drugs.
We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says,
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year to you. Dr. John Zemarek is in the batting circle, and yeah, he's ready to come up next. The author, senior editor at stream.org, going to talk about whether or not we should gloat when the woke go broke, huh? Should we do an end zone dance as they suffer, you know, and go through this? I mean, some in corporate America are realizing that, you know, the expense of going woke. And they have a fiduciary responsibility, you know, in a corporate America environment to their investors. And the investors are starting to speak out loud going, hey, wait a minute. Heck with this woke stuff. I mean, this is killing us. And the dividends aren't there. We're not very happy about this. And so you're finding corporate America is starting to back away and realize that DEI is really D-I-E. It is dead. It's dying. It doesn't work. I mean, checking the boxes, affirmative action, even the Supreme Court has spoken on this just from a legal standpoint. But just from a common sense standpoint, is that the way you want to, you know, run this this popcorn stand? That here you've got university presidents to check boxes, and, you know, and then you realize later on you forgot to have the box that said, you know, plagiarism. You know, and so then you got serious trouble here in River City. Dr. John Zemarek is with us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill, and great news about what happened at Harvard. Although, of course, you know, Claudine Gay had never written or published anything. Even the stuff she claimed to have published was a trivial, ridiculous amount. You know, she didn't, I don't think she even had a full published book. So, I mean, her being president of Harvard was like handing the black women of America a giant Nerf Special Olympics participation trophy. You can do it. You're so good. Let's pat you on that and give you a little cookie. It's a whole affirmative action thing. It is so cringe. It is so embarrassing. And it's completely un-American.
Well, and the thing is that look how many really legitimate candidates have lost the opportunity. And what this does, I mean, it really exposes affirmative action. I mean, as if we need more examples of it. Look at the Biden administration. The entire Biden administration, if you go down, it's all about checking the boxes from, Joe Biden to Kamala Harris on down, right?
You got two men who wear dresses. One of whom, you got one of them steals luggage. Okay, check.
Right.
Kamala Harris slept her way to the middle, and then just sort of failed her way to the top.
That's what we used to call that the Peter principle, John. You know, remember?
Yeah.
You'd fail up, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The whole principle of affirmative action is wrong, and what it flows from is fundamentally wrong. Here's how affirmative action became so powerful. The Supreme Court took the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and perverted it. They said in decisions in the late 60s, early 70s, you don't have to show evidence of discriminatory intent. In fact, if you see unequal numbers in any business, all you have to do is show those numbers. And if there's any policy, let's say you can prove the employer was not discriminating. Like they just put up something neutral, like an IQ test or a physical fitness test or a requirement for a college degree. If that requirement has a disparate impact on the racial composition or gender composition of the workforce, that in itself constitutes discrimination. So if you were to apply that to the NBA, you could show that being tall, running fast, and playing basketball well, it has a disparate impact on little short people from Yucatan and white people from Ireland. And so you have to have racial and ethnic equality in the NBA. But they made exceptions for stuff like sports. So the whole thing, in order to avoid incessant lawsuits based on that, corporate America just said, fine, we'll do everything by quota. We don't care. Prices will be higher, services will be worse, people will put up with it, but we're not going to keep getting sued. And that's how corporate America became the evangelist for quotas.
Mm-hmm.
It was that simple.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a dream come true for Jesse Jackson, right?
Yes.
I mean, they just open the gate, and they just figure, well, you know, we're being shaken down anyway. So what the heck, you know, we'll just surrender. And once they did that,
they got all these experts and specialists at not getting sued, and they became the DEI industry.
Yes.
And then you had companies like Nike figured out you could turn wokeness into a marketing tool, and that if you got some loser like Colin Kaepernick who does unpatriotic things during games and makes a big deal out of it, that will distract people from the fact that you slave labor in China to make your sneakers and you can get away with anything.
It's always about the money, isn't it, John? I mean, at the end of the day, you just keep following the money and you break it down. Right.
Usually you can find a financial motive. Sometimes you, when you can't, like in the with what's going on with the transgender movement, Mm-hmm. You can't find a financial angle behind everything. That's when I think, okay, some of this is demonic possession. I can't explain why they want to castrate small children, why they want male boxers to punch women in the face. I can't find a rational, selfish motive, so I think these people are possessed.
Yeah, I think it's what my old mentor used to say, John, for people, they just say, well, you're just not open-minded enough. And he would say, well, you're so open-minded, your brains have fallen out. And this is the way some of this stuff is. I mean, and it is. I mean, you can say it's demonic because we know that anything that is demonic is, insane. It's absolute chaos. But, here it is. We're living this out. And the thing is, what I am seeing, from people overseas, John, is they're looking at America and they think, man, this country is nuts. Again, when you've got we've been talking about it this morning. You got the she was just reelected as the prime minister for Bangladesh, talking about that. We had Americans there observing their elections. I mean, like America needs to be. We're the new standard. We know free and fair elections, so we're going to go and observe other countries' elections, right? And so she laughingly chided the American Observer and says, "I think we have we even have more free and fair elections here in Bangladesh than you in America."
We could send our Capitol Police to shoot any election integrity protesters who show up.
Right.
Shoot them
right in
the face like Ashley Babbitt.
Right.
Yeah, America should never have the nerve to lecture anyone about fair elections, human rights, or free speech ever again. We should just be so embarrassed. We should say, you know what, we're good. You do you. We have no moral legitimacy at all.
Well, this is what it's come down to, see, and the thing is that, you see, all this stuff, the 2020 elections, people look and they see the Joe Biden administration and they see it as a joke, but, hey, he's the president and he's the guy that's got the money, just like when he was the vice president telling Ukraine, hey, you better get rid of that prosecutor. You got, my plane's leaving in about 6 hours here and you're not going to get any money if that prosecutor stays in. I mean, this is the way they operate. And guess what? The world knows that. And so they've got to go along to get America's money. Meanwhile, it's our money, John. It's our taxpayer money that's now, what are we up to, $34 trillion officially now? We've crossed that line? It's insane. Anyway, we got to go to quick break. We come back, I want to talk about the boys in the boat, if that's okay.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org. John, you did a review on The Boys in the Boat. Captured my attention. Let's talk about that.
What a lovely, what a powerful movie and unexpected. George Clooney directed it. And it's like one of those wonderful old movies from the 1980s or 1970s that they used to make, like Chariots of Fire, or Gallipoli, or Gandhi, one of those films that are beautiful to look at, exquisitely written, beautifully acted, wholesome, nothing that's going to embarrass you, nothing you can't, that the kids can't see, but not corny, not preachy. It's not like a Hallmark movie. It's actually really well-crafted art that taps into traditional values and the good things about our society in the past. The movie The Boys in the Boat, it's a pretty simple story. It's a bunch of underdogs during the Great Depression in 1936, when things were actually at their worst and nothing that Roosevelt had done really did any good. And people had been, almost starving for 4 years. It's a group of students at the University of Washington, and what you see is these are not spoiled college students. They barely have any place to live, and in fact, the hero lives in an abandoned car.
Wow.
He's an orphan. His father abandoned the family, and his mother died. He's trying to get a college degree in engineering, but he doesn't have the money for tuition, and he can't find a job. You see people lining up just desperate for work, just so that they can not starve. He lives out of a car, and he eats out of a soup kitchen while taking classes in engineering. I mean, think about with our college experience.
Right.
So he sees that a job is available to anyone who makes the rowing team, the crew team for the University of Washington. And so he does these grueling tryouts, and he makes the team. And now the sport he's never played before, he has to do it in order to live.
Wow.
He also meets a sweet young girl who it turns out was his fourth grade crush that he was in love with in fourth grade, and he had sent her cards and notes. And she actually likes him, and she saved the cards from fourth grade. But
unbelievable.
He doesn't want her, he doesn't want her to know he's living in this car and eating out of a soup kitchen. And he's trying to stay on this team. And meanwhile, the coach for this team is trying to beat out all the richer schools like University of California and Harvard and Yale and Cornell, because this is the year when the best college team in America will compete in the 1936 Olympics against Hitler's Germany. This is all a true story. It sounds made up, but it's a true story, and it's a beautiful and moving story. But I don't want to spoil any more about it, but it's based on the real story of the U.S. 1936 Olympics team that competed alongside Jesse Owen in his sports against the Nazis in Hitler's Munich. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you have the contrast of this true story of 1936 and what a legacy, you know, compared to when you've got a celebrity getting their child on a rowing team in Southern California,
well,
you know, in order to get a, right? What a contrast.
That is quite the contrast, isn't it?
It is. Hey, I want to talk about something that's in Chronicles, a magazine of American culture that you wrote. How do you solve a problem like Francis? Pope Francis has become quite the problem, hasn't he?
Oh, it's staggering. I mean, before I finished writing this article, there was a new scandal to deal with. While I was doing this article, which is it's an overview of Pope Francis and his term of office as Pope, trying to understand what his motive is, what his motives are. Why is he trying to wipe out the Latin Mass when these people just go to church and they don't bother anybody and they're attracting a lot of vocations and they have a lot of young people? Why stomp that out?
Right.
Why, excuse me, why refuse to support pro-life politicians and even condemn Donald Trump for just trying to impose some kind of control on America's borders, but then welcome and congratulate Joe Biden? Why bring Bernie Sanders to the Vatican? Why bring Chelsea Clinton to the Vatican? Why say that China does a better job of implementing Catholic social teaching than America under Trump? Why say that every Catholic was obliged to take a COVID vaccine that was made using the kidney of an aborted girl from the Netherlands named Johanna?
Exactly.
And on and on and on and on and on. In virtually every area, Pope Francis seems like someone who's intentionally trying to destroy the Catholic Church, like as if that were his plan. Because everything he's doing has been tried before and failed. The Presbyterians and the Episcopalians have all done these things, and it just killed them off. It destroyed their churches. They lost everyone. And, you know, the mainstream bodies are dying, and their traditional Orthodox split-off groups, usually based in Africa, are thriving. So I don't think Pope Francis is so stupid that he thinks this is all going to work the way they might have thought back in 1968. Oh, and of course, while I was writing the article, Pope Francis came up and with this document. His doctrine guy, Cardinal Tucho, came up with this document saying that priests should bless same-sex couples. But that doesn't mean we approve of them coupling. It doesn't mean we approve of what they do in bed. Oh, really? So if I show up with my friends and we're wearing, I don't know, Ku Klux Klan hoods or something. Not that we do, okay? This is called a hypothetical.
Yes, right.
For all the trolls out there. And we show up at the church. Will the priest bless us because everybody deserves a blessing? Or does blessing people publicly make it, you know, in that context of their group, their specific group, blessing that group that will be a 2, be a 20, does that convey church approval, which is the whole point? That gay activists want church approval. Well, so by doing that, he made it so that gay couples can now sue priests and bishops if they refuse to bless them. And those lawsuits can now say, your own Vatican approves this. So you don't have the right to refuse a blessing to this same-sex couple because your own pope said it's acceptable in your church, so you're going to be sued for discrimination just like the Christian bakers and wedding planners who got sued into oblivion. So this is Pope Francis handing a club to the gay lobby and inviting them to club faithful priests as if they were baby seals on the ice in Greenland.
Mm.
Is all this just Francis being stupid, being naive, being incompetent? And in this article in Chronicles Magazine, which I recommend, wonderful magazine, everyone should subscribe. In this article, I make the case that Pope Francis is an atheist and that he probably did not believe in God even when he entered the seminary. And that he, in fact, hates the Catholic Church, which is why he is persecuting it. It's why he acts like he hates it. I'm speculating, but maybe he is one of those thousands of young men from the Communist Party who were sent to infiltrate seminary. Mm-hmm. We know the Communist Party did that. Bella Dodd, a former communist spy who repented and became a Catholic, testified before the U.S. Congress and wrote a book about it, how part of a communist global conspiracy was to infiltrate Catholic seminary. Now, if you think, oh, they couldn't do that, remember, the communists infiltrated the physics team on the Manhattan Project that then passed on nuclear secrets, atomic secrets, to Joseph Stalin. So, yeah, the communists can infiltrate something if they're really dedicated. When someone acts like a communist infiltrator who got into something in order to vandalize and destroy it, I believe him. Shows you who he is, believe him. Pope Francis, I believe, is an atheist. And I think bishops, faithful bishops who are actually Catholics and Christians and believe that God exists, the bishops have to unify and announce that Pope Francis does not have the Catholic faith. And therefore, they, as bishops, judge he has lost the office of the papacy. He has resigned, in effect, and they have to elect someone new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we need that schism. Mm-hmm. We need a schism. We need a split. Just the way when you have a tumor on your body, you need a schism from that tumor. That tumor needs to be cut off before it kills the rest of the body.
And meanwhile, he's kind of made a move like Barack Obama in that he's loaded up, the synod and those that have influence in the Vatican. He put it very much in favor. I mean, a la what Joe Biden would like to do in stacking the court. He has stacked the synod.
He stacked the cardinals. So that the people who elect his successor are all effete, effeminate, leftist mediocrities like him. He's actually created almost a majority of wretches like Blaise Kupich and idiots like Tobin from Newark. Just the dumbest, most mediocre, I call them Disney princesses. And it's going to take a miracle. God's going to have to do something, and I'm kind of hoping the meteorite hits the conclave while there are a few good men still in Africa. But,
amen. God's church, John.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final